Hey everybody, and welcome to a special series of podcasts that I have called Breakfast in the Blitz. These podcasts are designed to encourage you in your faith and in your walk. We're living quite suddenly in a world of virus, lockdown and isolation. But the good news is this, God is on the throne, and despite all that is going on, you can enjoy Breakfast in the Blitz. Be blessed. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast series, Breakfast in the Blitz. Last time we met together, I kind of outlined the inspiration behind the title, Breakfast in the Blitz, where I gave us a bit of a history lesson, and I took us back to 1940. I took us back to London as Londoners were preparing for that air invasion by the Nazi Luftwaffe, who were determined to bomb London, who were determined to bomb other key cities in the country, and in so doing bring Britain to its knees. And during this time, a photograph was taken of a milkman doing his rounds during the Blitz. And so the scene is bombed out London. It's a street in London. There's destruction, there's fire, there's chaos all around. And Mr. Milkman is walking through the middle of this street, climbing over rubble, and he's got a full crate of milk, determined to deliver his milk, come what may. And that reminded me of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. You're all familiar with that. And Psalm 23, verse 5 says these words, "He," that's God, "prepares a feast for us in the presence of our enemies." Did you know this? When we are surrounded by the enemy, when stuff is going on in our lives and it feels like chaos and it feels like a bit of a battle and it feels like a bit of an invasion, we can still know the presence, we can still know the blessing, and we can still know the unfailing love of the Lord. Even in war, we can know what it is to feast on the goodness of God. And even in the valley you find yourself in, I believe this, that the valley you find yourself in can become a valley of blessing. The reality is this, we are never on the mountaintops all the time. As good as the view is, as good as the freedom is of being on top of a mountain, sometimes life takes us through deep, narrow valleys where it feels like we are hemmed in on every side. But even in these valley experiences, we can know the blessing of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me, please, to 2 Chronicles 20, verses 20 through to 26. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says these words. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." Let me just stop there a second. Isn't that so encouraging? Isn't that so encouraging? We might be in a war. We might be facing right now with the coronavirus some sort of invisible enemy, but the word of God says this to us, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." Isn't that encouraging? Let's carry on. Verse 21. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. "Give thanks to the Lord, his faithful love endures forever." Let me just stop there. They are about to go into a war, yet they are thanking the Lord. They are about to go into war where undoubtedly there could be deaths, there could be casualties, yet they are singing, His faithful love endures forever. What a declaration. What a proclamation. Verse 22. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. On the fourth day, they gathered in, hear this, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and the people thanked the Lord. It is still called the Valley of Blessing today. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? I love verse 22. And it says this, let me go back. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. Hey, never forget this. Never forget to praise. Never forget to worship. Even you, though you might be in the middle of uncertainty, even though you might be struggling, even though there might seem like a giant obstacle in front of you, why don't you just start worshiping? Why don't you just start praising? Why don't you just start giving thanks to the Lord? Why don't you just start to declare His faithful love endures forever? What I love about this valley that they were going through, this they had to take this route to go and face what on paper was a huge, huge army. But God had caused a miracle to happen as a result of the people's praises. And that valley was no longer a valley of depression. It was no longer a valley of gloom and doom. But instead, it was a valley of blessing. They took away equipment, they took away clothing, they took away other valuables. The Bible says more than they could carry. It took them 3 days to collect all the plunder, all the blessing. And on the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, and the people praised and thanked the Lord there. Isn't that incredible? Even in the valley of the shadow of death, as Psalm 23 says, you can still know the blessing of the Lord. I tell you what, maybe today we should, myself included, all count our blessings. Let's thank the Lord. Let's praise Him. You can enjoy breakfast in the Blitz.